Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, he's from Lagos, Nigeria. He's got
getting on some international play right now out here in the States on the Past the Mic radio show and on Wild and West Coast Wednesday. The song is called Every Girl is Beautiful. Get that on for us here in a little while, so everybody peek that out. You know what I'm saying? But check him out. He's on Facebook, Arthur Arthur, Instagram, Arthur Arthur, Snapchat. Visa, the man is everywhere. He's like, talk to that guy right there. Spoke to a very interesting young man by the name of Shane Boyd. He is a guitar player extraordinaire. Man, just likes to play guitar. He's has a very interesting life, you know, and all wrapped around the guitar. All wrapped around the guitar. Played for some groups around there. He kind of like, if you've seen that movie Kill Bill and Samuel L. Jackson's character in the church, he says, if he came through Texas, I played with him. That was kind of a question I got from Shane Boyd. That was pretty cool to talk to him. So that was Saturday. Then Saturday night, Pastor Mike was in the building. I hope you guys paid attention to the Facebook page. Unfortunately, I had to work, actually legitimately work said party, but I was at the Looney Show at Money Plays, Domingo Decatur, right here, good old Las Vegas, Nevada. Show was amazing. There was a ton of people. They actually built a stage out back, and there was a whole entire outside affair. There was food, there was drinks, shout out to Stan and Carl and Will and Stan, Doss, and everybody who put their hands in, involved in putting that together. It was an amazing show. Harvey Liston was there. He performed. Immaculate performed. Leroy Choss performed. We had Urban 5 Magazine was in the house. Of course, Pastor Mike was in the building. It was just an amazing affair. Looney's. Spice One, C-Night from, actually both sides of Dove Shack was there. Summertime in the LBC, because you remember that shit, you know, so that was going on. That was an amazing show. So, I didn't get home until like 4. Wife, we wanted to talk. I'm up till 6. You know, slept the day away. Sunday, turned back around, and I was at another show that Saturday. I mean, it's going to be that Sunday night. Once again, doing security. I didn't really get to really take part in the show. I was actually legitimately working for the company I was there for. But apparently, what's the girl's name? Diana and, I don't know, some singing white girl was here. and I walked around for a few hours, only to be put in another place altogether till 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you guys this story because it's just funny. Where I stood out back of the MGM till 3 o'clock in the morning, talking to two other security guards, asking each other, why the hell are we standing out here for this? So I made it a second decision. This weekend was cool. I'm hitting the mics hard these last few weeks, folks, so please stay fishing and be tracking me there on the Facebook page. Me and my buddies are going to be hitting local mics everywhere. We're going to be crashing in hard. I'm going to actually start getting showcasing more of my comic friends on Wild and West Coast Wednesday. So if you are a friend of my comedy and I am a friend of yours, please make sure you keep an open door policy with me because I will be knocking on your door to come holler at me, Jay. Hello, Jay, your boy. The best of what water can do. That's my stuff knocking on your door. Please open. Coming right on in. That being said, I want to go ahead and play a little music. I don't really have much of a show planned. Have some things in the works. End of the winter is coming up, so we'll come back and tell you guys a little bit of plans that Pastor Mike actually has going on. So last Wednesday we had Alexandria Redondo, Miss Honey Goddess to most of you, And she's actually doing a little video work with, kind of a favorite of mine, a little clip. And she sent me over one of the songs that she's actually working on with him. She's actually working in the video with him. Can't wait to see that video come out. You guys know Miss Redondo. This song is She's Got It.
I plan to take you places you ain't ever been. Let's turn it up a couple notches, trying to leave. But first you gotta show me something what it is. Let me write my story. When you wanna do some king shit, all black slingshot with the screens lit. You always talking about your ex so much. You need to stop taking ex so much. Yup. $1 million ain't shit. I done had that. What you smoking on cookies? You need to pass that. And I never show a woman with my stash yet. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at. I don't hold hands, baby. I ain't like that. But your little bitty pinky, I can ice that. The key word was can, but I won't though. She sent me Snapchat pictures, but I won't muck. It's been about 3 years and I'm still with you. I'm on some Tetris shit. I'm trying to feel with you. And then pour up some drink and pop a pill with you. And then jam some Sade and Laura Hill with you. Thank you, baby. You ain't ever been. Let's turn it up a couple notches, tryna leave. But first you gotta show me something what it is. Let me write my story.
Trends when I come through. Couple grand for my shoes, valet the coupe. VIP, come on through, bring your girls too. Champagne, pretty gang in my damn boot. Best friend, don't like me, say I'm kinda rude. Contemplating with herself in the mirror too. Like he too cute, same thoughts too goon.
I hope he need a girl like his landlord.
Silver surf designer waves with Giuseppe Tad. Fly for so long, starting to get jet lag. Blow a bag on her bag, make these hoes mad. When she brags on the ground with her expensive ass. Galleria out in Houston, blow a lot of cash. They met the dealership cause she a look cute in the jack. Double cups of the purple stuff as we blow the gas. Shawty so fly, I'm in there the first.
Yeah, she got it off top and she knows she dumb though. She like to make the weights and how I screw with
this.
That double cup love, gotta dig in my slow flow. It's like she from the bay, she do a thing when she get low. She got her own stats, keep a strap in the bag. Roll her own stacks, independent like that. Get it out, the mother bitch too needy and too loose. Call in that boss life, so let me show you.
I'll take you places you ain't ever been. Let's turn it up a couple notches, tryna leave. But first you gotta show me something what it is. Let me write my story.
Little flipper right there, man. That was a cool one from Little Flip. So, yeah, like I said, that's the homegirl I was at. That's why I call my homegirl. Super sweet girl, man. She's on the air with us. She kept her way 100 with us. Miss Honey got it. She's in that video dancing there for a Little Flip and the song that she got. So, yeah, so be looking out for that coming real soon. Looks like speaking of the Saturday show, my co-host called in just now. If I can get it to pop on, there we go. But that's just tricky.
What's up, y'all?
What you got going on today?
Just talking. You know what? I'm just talking and chilling and enjoying my time right here on the air. I am glad you called me in. Everybody say hi to Wifey. I'm just kind of enjoying my own company, but it's always good to have a friend on the air.
Yay, I had an awesome time on Saturday. What about you? Saturday was awesome. Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
Look, my day's all mixed up. It was Saturday, right?
No, that was Saturday. Yeah, no, the Lumi show was off the hook.
That place was popping. And I ran into some people I haven't seen in so long. Will, shout out to Will, Urban Culture Magazine. Black Donnie was in the house. Love you, Donnie. He's been around forever. Oh, everybody been so supportive.
Yeah, you ran into a whole bunch of people you knew. I didn't even know Black Donnie, and I'm always around. You know, I mean, I ain't trying to brag, but I'm always up in there, man.
Well, like I told you, you know, the Moore Foundation was doing this back in 2004. So, you know, we used to hang out there. They used to do shows and everything in Money Pay. Yeah.
Okay.
My husband, you know, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, yeah, you know, they're 13 of them kids do all music. So now they're just, you know, passing the torch on to the younger ones now.
Right.
Shout out to
Red Baker. I see a little man on there doing his rapid thing. Yeah, getting ready, huh?
Jay, he switched it up and did started beatboxing. I'm like, look at this kid.
Man, that looks like he's ready. Watch out for Red Baker, y'all. That young man is there. He's going to be fire. Tommy X, man, he's going to be fire real soon at once. Fire.
Yeah.
How is it? Fire. He's going to be fire real soon.
Here's a little sidebar.
Now, this is something that probably a lot of folks don't know. I mean, unless they're like really, really close to you, I'm assuming. But a lot of folks don't know that you actually, and I just found out how well I knew. Tell everybody about the Moore Foundation. I know a little bit, but you know, let's talk about that real quick.
You want to talk about the Moore Foundation?
Let's talk about the Moore Foundation.
I'm going to have to bring the founder of the Moore Foundation on and let him elaborate on it. You know, I married into it, so it was already in the making when I got in. But this last album was this ridiculous fire to me that.
I actually have that. I remember the cover. It's like a dark blue cover and there's a lady on the front, kind of a spread eagle, very hot cover.
The reason for that is because he's like, this is going to sell. Everybody's going to want to see this and know who this is. I was like, oh, okay. But his concepts were, you know, so. I was supportive. I'm like, okay, well, sell it. Shoot, let's make some money. So I'm going to have him, you know, talk about it. Was, you know, he started it, and he can give you more insights. I just, you know, married into it, and, you know, I just watched. Ryan is awesome at what he do. He has an ear for it. I must say that. Now I know, you know, since I've known you. He has an ear for, you know, all that stuff. Like the little beans and deans and all that stuff and how to put stuff together and who should know and what and how you should say it. See, I never thought about music like that, you know? He had to break it down to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is why this has to go here. You know, now that I listen to it, and that was like 10 years ago, the last CD they did. That was Lifestyle.
I seen him. I looked at him. I was like, hey, look at that dude. And then it just all clicked. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then remember, I asked him, did he work for Frito-Lay? Yeah. Tell him somebody mentioned the guy, and he just laughed. Yeah, he had the CD and CD. It was struggling. I just don't happen to have a copy. I'm always listening. He didn't even have this one. Yeah, this book.
Right.
I was like, man, it's kind of cool. You know, it's pretty hard. You know.
Right.
So. The Moore Foundation,
you know, give you insights on the Moore Foundation and, you know, what all he did. I mean, I know one thing, they were really big in Sacramento area, Bay Area. They really was filling up back then. And
yeah,
he worked for it was a magazine out there, 916. He's on the cover of it, too. Him and a couple of other guys. I mean, like I said, I, you know, married into it, so I didn't really know no. But, you know, I remember the steps of, you know, the things he was putting together to make the last one. So I was like, oh, like, wow, this is what he was doing all this time, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, I do have a surprise for you. I call.
Go ahead. For me?
Yes.
Listen, nobody gives me a
surprise. Go ahead. Well, see, what had happened was I finally opened your email. Well, I'm not finally, but when I did finally get the music email, it actually downloaded.
You got it?
It downloaded, and it stuck this time.
What?
So,
which one?
Oh, yeah. We're premiering music today. We got
Damn, baby, you crazy. Damn, baby, you crazy. Chief Rocket, you crazy. Nappy head, you crazy. Damn, Remix, you crazy. Infrared, you crazy.
Yeah, we're in about 15 bars. The crowd gon' be screaming, he's the best thus far. I do this in my sleep, my flow has no flaws. King Kong on his track, and Jones had big balls. Y'all better respect my fresh. Most likely to meet your girl and have first night sex. The boy making moves like the perfect game of chess. Nappy head, Chief Rocker, we the motherfucking bastards. Yes, I'm really that fly. Ask anyone who knows me, they'll tell you no lie. My swag is phenomenal, even if I don't try. Got haters like, damn, that's one hell of a guy. It's nothing, the way I ride on these beats. 270 pounds, boy, I'm heavy in these streets. Skin real smooth like a fresh pair of wheat. But I stump your ass out like a fresh pair of cleats. Just because I'm pretty, that don't mean shit sweet. Tatter and I'll get grimy like this remix beat.
I'm so much more than bomb sex. So better to bomb next. Than Vic Adonna, the nigga with the God complex. So what's a trendsetter to do? Motivation, I get it from you. You could quit it, I'm better than you. So why the fuck is you comparing us to? We ain't never moving the same speed. We don't run on the same feed. You continue to come up short. We ain't never been in the same league. We ain't even the same sport. I'm feeling like I'm beating a kid, leaving you dead in the crib. They're playing innocent and calling it sins. And everybody know what it is. And not for nothing, I'm fucking with you, cause I don't like the cut of your jib. Is you really waiting for me to slip? You never catching me ass out. I really think you're losing your grip. Napping your Chief Rocker the trip. We the dudes with your girl doing debauchery on video clip. What?
Damn, Pizza, you crazy. Damn, Vicky, you crazy. Chief Rocker, you crazy. Nappy head, you crazy. Damn, Vicky, you crazy. Infrared, you crazy. Unpros, you crazy. Damn, Doc, you crazy. Primal Rage, you crazy. Everybody.
It's the nuttiness. And what I'm gonna do right now is let Remix ride this shit out.
It's the pleasure of the moment that will kill you.
Yeah.
The Nuttiness by Visitron. Let's get up with Visitron and find out who all else is. I just hear a couple of times in that song.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't have the notes on that one there. Yeah, that's some of your folks out there. We got
shout out to 2-1-2. That's who he is. He's in Cleveland. We're going to interview him on Saturday. So that's going to be interesting because I'm going to bring up something about the show that I saw him do when I was in Cleveland. I think it was like 3 years ago. So I can't wait to touch on that. That's going to be shocking to him. What you hear, Jay, you're going to be shocked too. But shout out to you, Cole. How about you on Saturday?
Passion Mike is playing local guys and the indie artists out there, not just locally here in my city, locally in your city. So if you're independent and you're trying to get through this thing, I'll let us pass the mic. I don't know if that's for what to do. Any one of my pages will get me. Hit us on pass the mic. Hit Christy Moore up. We're talking guaranteed spin, you guys. That's really what it's all about, getting a guaranteed spin. So all of that, so we will get you, you know, and we'll talk to you about that. The finite details of that. And we'll work with you, man. We know artists are starving. Guys, you've got to work hard. Some of you guys quit working and went straight nose to the grindstone doing the music. And, you know, we understand. So we got to fix your pocket. All right? So that being said, Chris, you ever hit the mic hard?
Yeah.
I've been hitting the mic hard lately.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What do you mean you
didn't
hear me?
Did you hear me? I didn't hear you.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay. You know I'm at. You know I'm in and out service here.
You still couldn't hear right now?
No, I'm asking you to pack up. It's time to go.
No, I said I've been hitting the mics really hard here lately.
I've been hitting all the mics.
Yeah, I've been hitting all the mics around town.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm like, wait a minute.
I didn't hit mics.
Oh, you're being funny. I'm just
putting it.
What's the
song
to say?
Huh?
Why haven't we had Will on the show yet?
Oh, everybody, we haven't had to. We still got the entire world to go. We're coming for you, world. We're trying to talk to everybody.
We are coming for you. I'm calling on Saturday. I'm like, you, Jay, this is what's so crazy. Do you know I was in the top of Stop Talking to Will, right? Because he had on the 2-1. I mean, he had that on. I'm like, this from Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, it just matches what I got on. I'm like, but thanks, dude. I'm from Cleveland. Thanks for repping us, though. Right. So not paying attention, once I walked away from him, I'm like, okay, he has on a beater. Okay, Jay told me watch for Will with beater on. I'm like, he on a beater. I'm like, Will? The light bulb went off. I was like, oh. I walked over there and I was like, Will, it's me. He's like, me? Who? I'm like, Christy. He's like, Christy. I'm like, yeah, more foundation. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, that's me, it's me. Oh my God, we had you thoughts. You had a moment. Well, we're gonna drag you on here. Huh?
You're supposed to be doing my media. You really are having
I was socializing.
Reuniting with folks. Not
it still, was a group of people I knew in there that like you know, it takes me a minute. I'm in my 40s now. You know, I can't remember everything. Faces look familiar, but you know, they ain't been in that game a long time. I mean, that was a long time ago. I was young. Like, looking at these people like, yeah, know this person? I do. Man.
Well, that same night, Paul's little brother was up in there. And
I thought he was on the podcast.
Yeah, he still looks the same, all skinny in the face. When I see him, he was like much younger. And,
Right. See?
A man walked up, and I'm like, well, dog, he's I'm here to see Paul. Okay, well, I'm doing great. You know. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, well, I know this man from us. I'm looking at him my job. That I, you know, I'm here, this is what we're doing. I'm just tired of this cast in, so I'm going to get Paul. I said, yeah, he was looking for you. Paul said, okay, he's like, A brother.
Exactly.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
There was a lot of people in the building that I didn't even get to.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot. Donnie's sister, I didn't see her until he went and got grabbed. I was like, oh my God, Donnie and them, I did my first interview with them years ago in a bathroom because I used to do interviews for Brian there.
Okay.
It's so crazy. Right. I got to dig that stuff out. I got to dig that stuff out. It's a blast from the past, but it's a good blast from the past.
Okay.
I ain't seen Donnie in years, literally, since I last gave him a fade.
Before I forget, were you able to get any headway on your
and the phone? Oh my gosh, because I really need this phone stuff to work. I'm gonna have it here now when I leave here. You know, I have family from out of town here too. Shout out to my family here in Cleveland, from Cleveland is out here. So I've been distracted with them because you know they want us to die. You know how that goes. And then in the middle of I got kids going back to school. I'm doing this haircut. So I was just wrapped up these last 2 days with that. But today I'm stopping up there and see if I could just maybe take the card and stick it to my laptop that I should have tomorrow, and maybe the pictures will pop up. Maybe. I need those to pop up. But Type 1 was right there. Type 1, shout out to you. Now, Greg, did you know Type 1 had a TV show coming out? Yes, he has a TV show that's going to be airing. I wrote down the details. I get my other homework after that, so I will let you know the details when I get home. But yeah, he's gonna be doing a late night kind of local rap video-ish show like that, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely gotta holler at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't know that. I found it out too. I think I found out Sunday. Yes, Sunday. So like I said, I wrote the information down, and I will get with you. I get home and let you know. You was repping your city. I let you have that. I should have had on my cap gear, but you know, we're not gonna battle over that. You were nice. Down to earth. I like him.
Well, that's the only way we're gonna deal with people if they're nice. You know. You gotta go bash it. That's all. That's just how I run. Try not to bash anybody. Sure, enough people bash me. I don't mean to add to the bashing. So I don't. We don't mess with you people tonight. I was going to ask you something. I forgot what it was. Something that's been on my mind. Somebody.
Why? You were saying something?
Yeah, I had something to ask you, but I don't remember what it was now. But something I've only been
asking. Don't you hate when I was on the topic? They suck. And it gets worse when you get 40. I'm sorry.
I'm
a little 40 plus, but you know it gets worse. It really does.
I'm
gonna take it. I'm still breathing. I'm gonna take it though.
I went to the Slipknot concert. Oh, I did security at the Slipknot concert. Monday? No. Sunday? When was the last time I was there? Sunday, babe? Sunday? Twice? Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? Jay, Upright Linus, I heard their performance was awesome. I heard that night, Saturday night. It was a girl that I touched with real quick.
It was actually She's birthday party.
Man, I'm mad we couldn't be at both, you know?
I'm working on cloning. It's a lot of math involved, so give me a year or two. Cool. I'm working on how to clone people. Cloning shit.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, I'm trying to figure out how to clone. So by 2017, I can have a clone of myself. So when I'm double booked as I would have been Sunday or Saturday, I could be a people.
Oh, well, hold off on cloning me until I see what happens with you, okay?
All right. Well, I mean, I ain't going to just start. I got that formula. I got to do tests. I'm not going to test on myself. I'm going to test on hobos. Test on hobos, on bums, if you will.
I'm getting scared right now with this conversation. I'm going to have to terminate it because I'm getting scared. You're creeping me out right now.
Does my genius scare you? Like, so am I framing with my brain? Is that what's happening? Am I framing with my brain? So Daily's back in town. Hopefully,
I'm not going. I'd never let you fight Frieza alone.
Listen, Gohan, you have to get out of here now. You don't have a
I'm gonna cut out like all the other shit.
But Goku,
you can cut all
that
shit out.
Leave.
Look,
if
man.
You think that your little friend can
just
escape me or
is want
to
eat sandwiches?
Woo!
Some people are too gay to
Woo! Right. Hey, sipping gin and tonic, watch me hit the chronic. Yes, I've been up on it. Whoa, I got the thickest chick erotic, got the hypnotic. She's off it like whoa. I got a fit the vodka, hit the spliff like Rastas. I'm the sickest monster I know. Got the bitches on us, yeah, we been them ballers. Yeah, we getting dollars for the flow. You can find me where the money stay, so I'm always at money plays. If anybody knows me, then they know I'm on a money chase. Trying to get that money quick, underlay, underlay. Don't be talking shit or get punched in the face. Trying to be rich, don't care what them youngins say. I like my paper with the 100 face. Just to be honest, I be off it when I'm on it. That Long Island got me gone quick. That Patron shot got a strong kick. No suit on, but I'm on that ball shit. As the dollar signs off for a profit. Pivot chasing, I can't even stop it. Me winning, yeah, that's the main topic. Me and the squad always stay off it. That's because we always stay on it. That Bombay, be the bombers. Take it to the base, then I'm off it. But that's just because I'm on it, man. I'm off it often, cause it's awesome. I'll be off it till I see the coffin. Patron got me coughing. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be on it when I'm off it. I be on it.
It was Krillin.
My favorite question. Favorite question. I was a kid watching Dragon Ball Z.
Bob goes the Weasel.
I was a damn near grown man watching Dragon Ball Z. Early in the morning, I'm going to work.
Stop it.
All right, son. The only reason why I am not watching cartoons right now is because I ain't that capable.
My God, stop it.
Or too innocent. Or too innocent. I love watching cartoons. I don't, I mean, am I wrong? I don't want to deal with reality at all. Like, I will because I have to. You know, I've got to pay bills, and, you know, I've got to talk to people, you know, go outside. But am I wrong for just, like, not really caring about that stuff?
No, actually not. You're entitled to your own opinion about things. You know, that's how you feel.
Right.
You feel like the only one. That makes you feel better.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you still watch cartoons?
I touched bases with Brian Moore Foundation. I don't know if he called in yet or whatever, but
that must be him that just checked in here. Got 2 minutes left. We'll go ahead and check in with. So this is Brian Moore?
Yes, it is. From the Moore Foundation.
Mr. Moore from the Moore Foundation. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. How about you, man?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm great.
So, I actually threw you out there and asked about you. I can only go back to 12 years that I knew about that with more foundation.
Oh, man.
Go on ahead. I'm going to let you have a drink.
I'd like to know. Hello?
Jay, you there?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
Okay. the brand. We wanted to know how did the More Foundation get started? You know, what started the name More Foundation? Where did you get it from? Who was all involved in it? I can only talk about Lifestyle CD because that's the one I saw from beginning to end, you know? So, Jay.
I actually started way back. I just got out in the military, went out in 1994, and I used to do music and stuff with my uncle back in the day when I was in Louisiana. And when I got to the West Coast, my brother and sister, Darren and Jamez, used to be singers and stuff. So we started like a management company first. Then it branched off to us putting out our own records. So it started back about like 1994.
My God, management had to be like kids.
Yeah, they were. They were at the time.
Right. So how did you get them like equipped to do that? I mean, we're talking about kids. But management, she just got an awesome voice anyway. You know,
she really does.
But
what did you do
to get them where they were when you, you know, got them on the album and everything?
Actually, what made me start putting them in, the first record we did was way back, it was with a Phoenix and stuff. I did it with my friend Chan back in the day. And the first record that they was produced by the guy that actually produced his name, I can't even think of his name now. He actually worked with Tyrese back in the day. He owned his own studio back in Sacramento, and he produced their very first record and stuff. And then after that, we just started doing it. They was like 11 and 12 when we first started. And Darren used to sing, and Maz used to sing. We used to do talent shows and state fairs and stuff like that. Then it branched off to me doing stuff, because after they got older, they moved out to Houston. Then I started putting out the records and stuff myself, working with local artists.
Right. Who were some of the people you worked with? This is when you were in SAC? Because I can remember the 916 magazine. Who was the founder of the 916 magazine? I think it was Mike. What was his name?
Will. His name was Will.
Will. That's
right. A real cool brother and stuff. And,
right.
A lot of people I worked back when SAC was... They were called the Goods. His name Mike Morrows, and then one of my boys who's still actually doing music today was his name was Roger. He's still doing stuff, and you can find him on YouTube and stuff. He's still got a rock band and stuff now, so he's still putting out records. Right now, what I'm doing, I'm working on with Red Vegas, my little cub. So find out he likes to do music, so there's a way for us to bond. So we just been rehearsing and putting records and stuff out. Just pre-recording, I started building a recording studio for him, so he know how to produce and stuff. He actually know how to make beats pretty good.
Right, and Pastor Mike is very familiar with Red Vegas.
Red Vegas.
Red Vegas, very talented old man.
He came up with that name, you know. Everybody trip about it because it's gangbang. He don't know nothing stuff about that. And he came with the name because red was his color. Well, still is. So he came up with the name, and we just ran with it.
That's what's up. Yeah, I witnessed him make a beat. That video that you showed me, because that's him making. He was making the beat from scratch that day, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my son. Yeah.
He was using the Dallas Austin's beat machine. That's what it was.
Okay.
I think he was
beat.
He was two then, Jay. He's 2 years old then. Mm-hmm. He's six now.
Mm-hmm. So I just teach him how to make the patterns and the rhythm, and I showed him how to use the machine, so it was nothing for him to learn how to use it.
Right. Young man's got a good ear for, he got a good ear and a good talent for that music, man. So I actually have one of those old Moore Foundation CDs in my crate right now. Yeah, I was telling you, I can't think of what's the title of it, but it's the blue cover with the lady on the front. It's kind of spread eagle on the cover there. If you saw that.
We try to get some, because I used to go to record stores and look at a lot of records and stuff back in the day when they had the stores, and I just wanted something that was eye catching.
You know what I'm saying? So when I met her through the internet and stuff, and my brother used to say to me, wow, my brother, who I thought I was going to co-find her more foundation. So she did the cover and stuff for her.
Right on. Yeah, that's a very, very provocative album cover, if you will. I like it.
It had to be something I kept, you know, once you did and then once you started listening to the music. You know, we sold
that is true. Yeah, you got to catch the buyer's eye. That is very true. You got to catch the buyer's eye.
Actually, we started way back when the internet, because I met my friend Chan Manor. He was a part of Chanscape. He started his own company. He was the one that actually introduced to the internet. And so at the time when a lot of people it was only like rock bands and garage bands that were doing the internet stuff. And a lot of the sites when we were on internet, I was the first hip hop artist that they had on stuff. So, you know, that kinda helped us sell and stuff. And we were doing stuff selling beats and ringtones and stuff even before a lot of the people were doing stuff. So that's how we met Phil Chance and stuff, working with PayPal. He designed all
that stuff.
All I did was just promote. But you know how things go in this game, you know, people fall apart.
That's cool, because now that's like language now, you know. When I go and talk to people about doing promotion, you know, after we get to talking to, you know, talking to the deal and start talking money, you know, I never would have thought in a million years I would actually just be at a bar talking to somebody about a promotion deal and the question, you got PayPal, would come up in a bar.
Exactly. You got to have
so PayPal. It's common language now. But yeah, I remember that era when it was like, there was really only literally a handful of artists and or groups that were really utilizing the internet, you know, that's what, like, I guess, mid to late 90s, early
2000s? Yeah. Major record companies weren't even doing it at that time because they really.
Exactly.
So but now it's so saturated and stuff, and everybody is buying ringtones and downtones. It's kind of, it actually almost killed the industry, but a lot of these people still don't know how to turn get into product, and a lot of cats still putting out records and they talking about how they're doing it, giving their music away free. That's cool to a certain standpoint, but if you do something and you put your hard-earned blood into it and your money into it, you got to charge at least something for it. And I'm running
right.
Guys like, you know what I'm saying, even ain't but a dollar, you know, just charge somebody for it. Because, you know, I came up in the school when E-40 and all them were selling their stuff. So that's at the time I was in, you know, in California, and everybody sold their music on the street. You know, and it was nothing to come up to the person in a Walmart or something actually listening, did they want to buy your record. So we used to go to Hot August nights back in the day and just go stay up there for the week and just sell our CDs up there for like $5. You know, actually, we had cassette tapes back then, and we used to just push them on the street.
But
something wrong if you out here doing that stuff. They, you know, the mentality is way different.
Well, nowadays, I mean, like, I remember catching a bus to the studio.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, going to the ATM on my way to the bus stop, pulling out, I used to rap, so I remember going to the ATM, you know, talking to my boys, be like, yo, we all need like $50 a piece. Hit the ATM, grab out $320 plus another bus fare. Catch the bus across town. All of us pitch in with $10, $5, $20. You know, so you know we all hustled up some bread somehow to pay, you know, pay $200 for the 4 hours of studio time. And be pissed when we couldn't finish the song. Now we got to come with another $200 and another bus ride across town. Nowadays, they don't even want to catch the bus to go get money, let alone put some energy into their work. So the internet became like the thing.
Yeah. I'm laughing why you said it, because
the whole entire spot. You know, I mean, like, Kirsten, do you realize that with the laptop I have right now, I can write, produce, engineer, mix down, press up, and probably distribute my own project?
Exactly. No. It's crazy. You can get
with this laptop and like $20.
The app's too easy to set up, you know that, right?
I think, hello.
I don't know if you guys can hear me, because I'm...
Alright.
Can you hear me?
I seem to have lost connection with some people.
Great. Jay, can you hear me?
I'm going to go ahead and put some music on here. Play a little JY, go team.
It's the most tremendous new musical experience you can have.
Go team. Kinda sick of my mouth, loud system of the down loud OZs. I pick apart sounds, how you figure sharks out, it's a dope scene. Look at brats now, they be sucking gods down unholy.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
Think fast, the karma's in you, the blast can almost kill your black cats. The shadow mirrors at last, the ratchet era, I've been roaming. Like a warrior, dodging death until I reach a coney. 100 tracks, put them on wax like oldies. Swim through a new age wave, no floaties. And smoke trees, spam emojis. Rolling, roaming, roller coasting. Seizing, foaming, sneezing, codeine. My voice is the power of choice and choice. I came to make it moist and drinking poisons, poisons, poisons. Drinking beers, beers, beers. The end is near, near, near. Well, I'm screaming out, go team. Kinda sick of my mouth, loud system of the down.
I don't need fake smiles, I don't need fake hugs. I do it on my lonely, the family's members only. Keep it classic like an oldie, and keep it west coast till my maker fucking calls me. Oh! They hate to do, they hate to move, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the Freddy, they want the Blackie, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate to do, they hate the move. I don't need fake smiles, I don't need fake hugs. I do it on my lonely, the family's members only. Keep it classic like an oldie, and keep it west coast till my maker fucking calls me. Oh! They hate the dude, they hate the mood, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the Freddy, they want the Blackie, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate the dude, they hate the mood, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the present, they want the blessing, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate the man, they hate the mood, been paid my dues. So fuck them no. They hate the smoke, yo bitch loves the stroke. Chevy still got the OG gloss and cold gold grilling La Familia. You better get familiar if you ain't a member. Then my nigga don't feel you got life in check like a Nike product. It's hard work, my nigga, I ain't never lucked up. Words wake a bitch game up like Starbucks. Putting cash in the bank, only way I'm starstruck. If it ain't making moves, then the niggas fucked up. You can catch me in the cut, rolling something up, straight going up. They hate the dude, they hate the mood, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the Freddy, they want the Blackie, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate the dude, they hate the mood, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the present, they want the Blackie, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate it when they see you shining and grinding. They hate it when they can't find how to get it.
Members only, evolve or dissolve, you bitch.
I don't need fake smiles, I don't need fake hugs. I do it on my lonely, the family's members only. Keep it classic like an oldie, and keep it west coast till my maker fucking calls me. Oh! They hate the dude, they hate the mood, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the Freddy, they want the Blackie, don't want the Seppi, so fuck them no. They hate the dude,
they hate the move, they hate the crew, but fuck them now. They want the present, they want the blessing, don't want the sex, so fuck them now. They hate the man, they hate the move, been paid my dues, so fuck them no. They hate the smoke, yo bitch loves the stroke. Chevy still got the OG, gloss and cold, gold grilling, lock familiar. You better get familiar if you ain't a member, then my nigga don't feel you got life in check like a Nike product. It's hard work, my nigga, I ain't never lucked up. Words wake a bitch game up like Starbucks. Putting cash in the bank, only way I'm starstruck. If it ain't making moves, then the nigga fucked up. You can catch me in the cut, rolling something up, straight going up. They hate the dude, they hate the move, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the present, they want the blessing, don't want the second, so fuck them no. They hate the dude, they hate the move, they hate the crew, but fuck them no. They want the present, they want the blessing.
I'm just gonna stop the music right there. Chrissy, can you hear me? Chrissy?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. I'm on get our bass, so my service is coming back in good and clear.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
Can you hear me now?
I'm still Brian, I'm sorry. The freaking
it's okay.
Like, I was like talking and it just like I was sitting there, I'm like, no one's saying anything, I can't hear nothing. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? So some music, throw some music on. I throw some music on. There's no music. I can't get you back on it.
No, we were still talking. I was still trying to, you know, conduct while you were having your technical difficulties. And I just read the text, right? I got on Nellis now. It came through.
Right.
Thank you for, you know, giving us that time. We appreciate it, Jay.
Oh no, I'm glad we were able to get him on there. You guys were able to, you know, expose a little bit of the more foundation music.
Right.
I wonder if we can get some more of that, out there. That was good stuff, man. So hopefully they can get it out there. Thank you, Chrissy. Chrissy has been on her game lately, you guys. Not saying she's never on her game, but she has today. That's two in a row. You saved the show. You know that, right? That's two in a row that you saved the show. Look, I ain't gonna say it a third time. You may split.
Hey, the show is a reflection of us. We gotta have each other's back, you know? Back, front,
that's
side
true.
To side.
That is true.
I wanna hear that too. Back, front, back, side to side. Gotta have that.
Yeah.
Some of that dirty South UGK.
Ooh. Man.
But yeah, Jay, thanks for rocking with us.
Town.
I mean, yeah.
So thank you for rocking with my show. Oh, you think I know about that? Think I know
what?
About that?
What?
The Stone? Man.
Oh, I got a Papa Philip Stone. UGK was a shit. I don't care what nobody say. I still bumped it right now.
I don't know about Penn State.
Oh, no. These youngsters don't
know. Pat and Nua in a helicopter. See, he can say a whole thing.
I remember,
words.
you know, some of the Moore Foundation, the brothers lived in Houston, right? So they screwed up Moore Foundation. The whole album was screwed up back then. Brian hated it. I wish I'd have got to touch on that, Brian. I hope you're listening. He hated
it, but I
loved it. That shit was hard then. Screw was out
then.
You
know what I'm saying? We can always get him back on there. But technical difficulties aside, issues aside, we've been able to keep the show popping, got it rolling here. I'm becoming a wizard at troubleshooting this show, so yeah, can't hold me down, can't hold us down.
Now you just stepped your game up, you running this whole little thing. I like that.
I'm trying.
You're making that happen for real. Shout out to UT. Love you still. Always.
Snapping, crack hit, bleak on the jack, like, let's make it happen.
Oh, it's me.
That's how I feel.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel. I feel all the way up, you know? So, but shout out for us there. Like I said, folks, guys out there, independent kids, out there, you got music, want to get you some spins, holler at us, man. Holler at Pastor Mike. We got you on the guaranteed spins. And like I said, we know it's hard out there. You guys are hungry, starving artists trying to fend for yourselves and get your art out there. We do have packages that fit every packet. Every packet?
Yes,
every pocket. Packet. Every packet. When I come from Jersey, every packet. You got a packet?
Yeah,
we can fit it.
I'm about to do my semi. Would you go? Yeah.
No road rage on the air, please.
I hit my mute button and didn't go in. I was getting ready to say some old Cleveland stuff on there, but I refrained.
Don't go Cleveland on them.
I'm not.
They ain't ready for the East 99, my nigga. Boom, 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 boom.
It's time to go.
It's been wild. It's Wednesday. It's on the West Coast. It's Wild on West Coast Wednesday with your boy Jay, the best of cold water can do, and my homegirl, my barber, Miss Chrissy Moore. Shout out to Brian Moore from the Moore Foundation for calling in and checking with us and giving us a little history on that. We'll be having him back on the air real soon to talk more about that. Also, tomorrow, Thursday, so make sure you get your butts up to Money Plays. Over on Flamingo and Decatur. It's right next to Burger King. If you pass the Burger King, you pass Money Plays, guess what? Just went too damn up. Turn around. Come back.
4755.
There it is. 4755? 4755.
Flamingo.
Cross streets is Flamingo and Decatur. Sign up starts at 8. Show starts at 9. I'll be there. I'm a staple up in that spot, as they call me. I call myself a resident. You can see my fellow residents up in there. Dot, the Truth Taylor. Truth Teller. That's Dion Signified Amos on Facebook to you fools. See my man Ernest E. My other homeboy, Victor Hernandez. The new... Have you ever seen Sean Roton?
No, I think Brendan's going to be in the building tomorrow, too. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Brendan's going to be in the building.
Yeah.
Brandon's going to be in the building. The squad is going to be in the building because it's her birthday. And it's the release party for the new Harvey Listen album, Serotonin. We have been blessed with singles off of Left and Right, and that album is going to be sick. So get your coffee. More likely it's on Bandcamp, Harvey Listen, Wasteland Squad, Jay the Best for Water to Do, Resident Jerk. In the building with my fellow resident jerks, gonna be in the building tomorrow. Make sure you guys peep us out. We out there, we're monstering the mics all over Vegas. So follow our pages, follow our Snapchats and all that stuff. Follow Miss Chrissy Moore Snapchats and Instagrams and Facebook postings. If she's still trying to cut kids' hair for free, you might catch her over the shade tree. If you ain't got no money to get your baby hair faded up, holla at her. She's giving quality cuts for no bucks. Yo. This is Wild on West Coast Wednesday. It's Pastor Mike. Make sure you guys tune in Saturday for Pastor Mike Radio Show. It's the big deal. I'm Jay the Best Go Water Could Do. And I'm out. Later.